Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw quite a crowd, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, not on the road today, but I will be tomorrow. I'll be in New York City tomorrow, broadcasting live from downtown Manhattan. Thanks for hanging out with me, 17 Till. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to miss a moment of our time with our good friends Claire Villarosa and Donald Hunter, both black Americans, both here to talk to us about black history. It's Black History Month. We're talking about it this week. Next week, a couple of other of our good friends. We're going to do this again with another couple of folks, smart people, next week, too. So look forward to that. Claire and Donald, we were talking. Claire, you used the word overcome. You said when you thought about black history, the thing that you thought about was how much black Americans have overcome. They overcame the atrocities of slavery, the indignity, the humiliation, the awfulness of slavery. You overcame as it continued to some degree with the Jim Crow laws, and now since the 60s, civil rights laws that have come to pass.
Talk to us about
that, please.
But now I think when we begin to think about where we are now, and I think about it in terms of what happened with the school right across the street from me, and they protested. They were going to close the school. They protested and finally decided to keep the school open. However, but the issue was the involvement of the parents, mm-hmm. what the community could do, what the students, the parents could do in terms of changing the school that did not occur until they threatened to close the school. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my sense is, what would happen if African Americans took it upon themselves as their responsibility to improve the schools based on what we could do, involvement of parents, supporting the parents, what the community can do.
Don't wait until somebody does something to you. Do it for yourself first.
Do it for yourself and become much more proactive.
Donald, what do you think?
Donald,
what do you think?
Problem.
Let me get Donald in here, Claire. What do you think about that, Donald?
That's certainly true. But what I know as a coach, as a business coach, is all about the mindset and getting yourself to look at the successes of the past, look at the legacy that we've been left with by a number of people, including, you know, a current example, and that's Barack Obama, looking at his successes, understanding why he has been successful, and emulating that. So we need role models, and we have those, and we need
who are the role models for black America that the community, the black American community, should be holding up as people to emulate. Who are those people? I'm going to say first Donald Hunter. I'm going to say second, not 1A and 1B, is Clara Villarosa. I'm going to say third is Barack Obama. I'm going to say fourth is Clarence Thomas. I'm going to say fifth is Condoleezza Rice. I'm going to say sixth is Colin Powell, et cetera, et cetera. Is that a good list, Donald?
Those are great role models.
What do you think, Clara?
Those are great role models. And the two that you described are the no-named ones. There are people who can be role models within our own community, but we have to lift them up and involve them in the lifting up of the community.
Well, one of the
role models is anybody that's doing something. A role model is anybody that's doing something that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You emulate them in terms of their thoughts, their beliefs, and their actions,
their wisdom, and bring them to the fore and lift them up and put them in front, in the face of our community. We can't rely so much on someone doing it nationally.
Right.
We've got them
so
right
you're
within
saying,
the
you're
community.
Saying that the black community needs to think about decentralizing their world and building the black community up from the neighborhoods, not from Washington. Is that what you're saying, Clara?
Right. And create a small cell and say, look who's doing what within our community
right.
already.
Donald, what do you think?
And how and these young people can get up close to them.
Donald, what do you think?
Sticking to the theme of looking at role models, we've had some negative role models, I think, from the entertainment industry and from the sports industry
yes.
that the younger people tend to emulate. And I think we need to emphasize that younger people should look to positive role models.
Is there anything wrong, Donald, with President Obama calling out black America, singling them out, talking to them as a black American? Is there anything wrong with him getting together and putting on the stage himself, you, Clara, Condoleezza Rice, Clarence Thomas, Colin Powell, et cetera, Alan West in Florida, et cetera, would there be anything wrong with him bringing those people up of mixed ideologies, mixed backgrounds, but all fundamentally, all still black Americans, bringing them up and saying to the black young people, these are the people you should be emulating? What do you think, Donald? Is there anything wrong with that?
What I think is there should be other people that take on this effort and then ask for his support.
Claire, what do you think?
I don't think...
Don't ask him necessarily to lead it. We start the momentum.
Right.
And then ask him to support
but
us.
But that is needed, isn't it? Do we all three agree that that's needed?
Right. Hold
on to that thought. Donald, you agree with me on that?
I do agree with you.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about more in the future of Black America. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
And I wouldn't be doggone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.